You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Federal law enforcement is concerned about what they believe is a new enemy within the United States. And no, it's not white supremacists or neo-Nazis. It's another politically motivated group that has been making headlines. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has labeled them Black Identity Extremists. And the agency says it could be the next domestic terror threat. But some say the FBI's move could be less about law enforcement and more about Trump administration rhetoric, civil rights, and a history of tamping down minority political activism. For some insight, we're turning to Sharon Weinberger. She's executive editor of News for Foreign Policy Magazine. Sharon, welcome to The Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So let's wind back to the beginning, which is this FBI report. What exactly does it say?
Basically, it's a series of reports, of which this is but the latest, that look at domestic terror threats. We had looked at a number of them in the past, and they had talked about sovereign citizens. These are people who don't recognize the authority of the state. Past reports, which have also been criticized, have talked about Black separatists, and then there have been reports on white supremacists. But this report, which identified a new movement, or what it is claimed to be a movement of Black identity extremists, was really jarring for us because it's not a designation that exists in the real world. There is no movement that calls itself Black identity extremists. This was basically a new term invented by the FBI, citing the same history as the Black Lives Matter movement, not ever naming it by name, but it basically a parallel history, and then calling this a violent terrorist threat.
So what are some of the instances of violence? I saw one, of course, here in Texas, people will be very familiar with, in Dallas, the shooting when Micah Johnson shot 11 police officers July of last year. So they're citing that as one example?
They're citing that as one example. There are, I think, about four other examples in the report, but none of these are individuals who link themselves together as a movement. When we took this report either to academics who had followed the history of FBI surveillance of African-American activists, and also we took it to former FBI officials, we expected, varying opinions, and we got varying opinions. But the one thing that unified everyone we spoke to include former FBI and DHS officials, was that this term Black identity extremists, this grouping, was totally ridiculous, that has no basis in reality. It would be like linking militia groups with the Las Vegas shooter, with white supremacists in Charlottesville, and calling them white identity extremists, even though the only thing that links them is that they're all white. And it's the same thing here. It's blatantly racist, as one person told us, because it's linking different, not even groups, but individuals whose only link is that they're African American.
Yeah, you write that even former officials who do see a concern, a legitimate concern about Black separatists, balked at the term Black identity extremists. So why create this general, broad new term?
So there are actually sort of two divisions among former officials we spoke to. There are those who believe that even these previous reports on Black separatists are overblown. The actual threat of Black separatists is so small, so tangential, that it's not even approaching white supremacists, who in an FBI report in May, white supremacists were cited as the cause of more attacks in the United States than any other extremist group, to include individuals linked to ISIS. So going back to your question of why create this new term, well, there's two reasons. One sort of more banal is that the FBI really likes to link violence to some sort of underlying ideology, to really come up with, it must be a movement, it must be a political ideology, on sort of more nefarious motives. One can kind of look at where this administration is going, of trying to come up with equivalency. The whole rhetoric of both sides at fault for violence. Oh, yeah, there were white supremacists, but there was also violence on the other side. Literally, at the end of the day, these were individuals who came up with this term. It's hard to get into their minds and know what motivated them.
We'll certainly be watching this. Sharon Weinberger, executive editor of News for Foreign Policy Magazine. Sharon, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.